This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia has carried out some preventative strikes after what Moscow called a Ukrainian terrorist attack that damaged the Crimean Bridge. The Russian President Vladimir Putin made the statement Saturday. Ukrainian authorities in Zaporizhia said that Saturday that at least two people were killed in a Russian missile strike on the southeastern city. It's unclear if the attack was related to Putin's statement. This resident told Reuters, "I sat here when there was an explosion. It came out of nowhere, very unexpected. I didn't expect any of this. Everything just fell on me, just like this. All of this glass just fell on me." And Sumy authorities say that a Russian rocket attack killed one civilian and injured five more in northeastern city late Saturday. The European Union and France have already cut off financial support to Niger, and the United States has threatened to do so, the same after military leaders this week announced that they have overthrown the democratically elected president, Mohamed Bazoum. Economists say that remains somewhat optimistic. He says it depends on the leaders and how they behave. If, well, the people will be behind them, and if they manage the limited resources well, then he feels the leaders can get them through this despite international condemnations. Niger is one of the poorest countries in the world, receiving close to about $2 billion a year in official development assistance. That's according to the World Bank. Again, the European Union and France have already cut off financial support to Niger, and the United States has threatened to do the same after the military leaders this week announced they overthrew the democratically elected president. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of flag-waving Israelis renewed their protests nationwide after sundown Saturday over measures that limited some Supreme Court power. The judicial overhaul pursued by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his right-wing government, the first part of which passed on Monday, has sparked an unprecedented crisis and opened up a debate, social divide. Yariv Shavit was out on the streets.
If no one listened to the majority of the other side, we are not unit anymore. We are not united. We lost our unity in here. And if this government wants to proceed like they did, they have lost half of the country.
Protests are now in their 30th week. The U.S. is sending Taiwan $345 million in security assistance as part of a long-awaited aid package meant to help the island defend itself from a potential invasion by China. VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden tells us more.
U.S. officials talk generally about the fact that this is a bunch of capabilities for self-defense. And of course, that's sensitive because China was not likely to react well to this. We reached out to the Chinese embassy in Washington. They said that it was something that was only going to further inflame tensions in the region. And of course, the U.S. said that the whole point is to create deterrence, but it's to preserve the status quo, not to put anybody further on edge.
That's VOA's Jeff Selden. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has pushed back against Australian demand for an end to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's prosecution. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
Blinken said Assange, who is an Australian citizen, was accused of very serious criminal conduct for publicising many classified documents over a decade ago. Australia's ruling centre-left Labour Party has argued that the US should end its pursuit of Assange, who has spent 4 years in a UK prison fighting extradition to the US. Assange's freedom is widely seen as a test of Australia's leverage with President Joe Biden's administration. Blinken confirmed he has discussed the WikiLeaks founder's case with Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong whilst he was in Brisbane. I'm Karen Chamas.
A firefighter has been killed while fighting a massive wildfire in northeastern British Columbia, marking the second such fatality in the Canadian province this month during this year's record fire season. Statistics from the Provincial Wildfire Service show that there are currently 363 active wildfires in British Columbia, with 11 new fires in the last 24 hours, 191 blazes classified as out of control. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.